Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we are continuing our series on real estate development. We are seeing some very significant increases in pricing, in particular in softwood lumber. Now, post-Hurricane Harvey, we saw a big spike in lumber prices immediately following the storm. There was tremendous demand, tremendous pressure put on supply chains, actually nationwide, because there was so much material required to repair the hurricane damage, not just in Houston, but also in along the entire Gulf Coast. From all of the storms, also the storms that took place in the Caribbean, a lot of materials needed to repair those situations as well. Following the hurricanes, prices came down. So from November to December to January, we saw prices fall back to what we would consider to be a normal level. But starting in January, February, and March, we're now seeing March futures prices for softwood lumber 20 to 25% higher than they were at the beginning of the year. That's quite significant. So you, as a real estate investor, it's very important that you have the conversation in writing with your contractors. We did just that with one of our development partners, and I will read you his reply. He said, "Victor, we are aware of current lumber increases. We have reviewed the pricing on the project and are comfortable that we have it covered in the current budget. As the GC, we will be signing a cost plus with a guaranteed max contract, so there would be no adverse condition to the investor if pricing continued to rise. We're comfortable guaranteeing the costs right now as presented in the budget." So we've taken the step. We talk with our GCs and we get that commitment to honor their contract even in the face of rising material prices. It's important that you do the same thing as well. And if you haven't had the conversation, make sure you do. Now, you might be wondering what's driving this increase in price. We haven't had another major natural disaster in the last month or two, but there is a lot of negotiation going on as part of the North American Free Trade Agreement. In particular, there's been a 20% duty imposed on softwood lumber imports to the United States, and a lot of that softwood lumber comes from Canada. So lumber prices are up pretty much across the board as a result of that increase. It's an attempt by the government to make the lumber industry a little bit more robust, to source more local materials, but it is having an impact on construction costs pretty much across the entire country. I think it's also very important that you have this same conversation with all of your contractors, whether there's a lot of softwood lumber involved or not. I've often seen subcontractors claim that because prices have been increasing, they've had to increase their prices as well. And oftentimes you may scratch your head and say, well, wait a minute, the price of lumber went up. The cost of copper pipe didn't go up. Why did the plumbing go up? This is a lumber issue, not a plumbing issue. And sometimes they try and get away with things simply because people are not necessarily in tune with what's happening at the detail level in the marketplace. As you are evaluating your projects, planning your projects, make sure you have very tight, detailed communication with your contractors and your subcontractors. My goodness, get it in writing. Have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.